Hallelujah. Judgment is coming. Regardless of what judgment is coming, He is our peace. He's our peace, regardless of what's coming. He's our peace. And He promised that He Himself will never leave us nor forsake us. Heavenly Father, we worship you. God, we honor you. Father, we give you and you alone all the glory, all the honor that is due to you and you alone. You are King of all kings, Lord of all lords, and there is nothing, no one, nothing at all can compare with you. Nothing. You are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. God, you are everything. And so God has become before you. We thank you for your grace and your mercies that are new every single morning, every single day. We thank you, Almighty God, for all that you have been doing for us and what God you promised that you will forever continue to do for your people, because God, you will not give us more than what we can bear. Father, we just want to worship you. We glorify your name. We thank you for your word that promises that us that God, you are our peace, and that we should not be anxious for anything, but God, just to trust you, just to trust you and to hold on to your words. Father, as we go through tonight and as we glorify, as we magnify your name and we share our testimony, help us to have that happy heart. Just fill our hearts, our minds, our soul with your anointing, with your that refreshment. Just let us to let go and let you, regardless of what is happening, help us to just shut it out, Almighty God, and just focus on you and you alone. I pray, oh God, that you will bless every person on this platform, that you will cover each and every one under your blood. And God, I decree and I declare in heaven and on earth that no weapon that is formed against this platform,
In the
no
name
weapon
of
that is
Jesus,
formed against our leaders, no
in the
weapon
name
that
of
is formed against
Jesus,
our members and our guests, it will not prosper,
in
because God,
Jesus'
we know
name,
in who we believe, and we believe
yes.
your report. Father, I pray that you will never, never leave us. Help us to be our brothers and our sisters' keeper. Help us to help each other, lift each other. It's not easy. There are
In
times
the
when we feel
name of
like we are going
Jesus,
down, we are
yes.
overwhelmed. But God, with that discerning spirit, with that
Jesus,
anointing, God,
Jesus.
you're going to have someone to call. You're going to have
Oh my God.
someone to encourage. You're going to have someone
Okay.
to help to
Jesus.
provide. You're going to help your people in whatever way it is, God. You're going to help your people. And I pray, Almighty God, that you will grant each and everyone that peace. I call it supernatural peace. The peace, oh God, that is from you. The peace that the world cannot give. Something that, God, when we see the trouble, when we see the judgment coming, God, we're still going through. We are go through. And people might wonder how we're going through, how we survive, but they wouldn't know that it is you, the peace of God that is in us, and your word that we continue to hold on to. Because God, if it wasn't your word, a lot of us would be dead by now. But there is power in your word. There is power in the blood of Jesus. And so, God, I pray in the name of Jesus that, God, you will have your sweet way tonight. You'll come against every plan of the enemy, every demon that wants to attach themselves to this platform. I detach them right now in the name of Jesus. And I pray, oh God, that you will take charge, that, God, you will take control, and that, God, we will win today. Father, cover us under your blood. Bless, keep, protect, and guide your people as we look forward to you to grant us that peace, that peace, that protection. Thank you, God. And I pray, oh God, that you just be with us now. Be in the midst. Those who are not well, those who are tired, those who feel like they cannot make it, I pray with God, with your anointing, that God, you will just revive us, oh God. And to just worship you with a true heart. Cover us and just be with us, Father. Be with us tonight as we look forward to what you have in store for us. We bless you and we thank you for today. Thank you, dear God, and just have your way. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And hand over now to Sister Camille. Sister Yoli, sorry. Sister Edwards, sorry.
Bless the Lord. Thank you, Sister Pamela. I pray that the Lord will wrap you in his blood, my God, and may his peace rest upon your mind space. May it rest upon your entire being, my God, as you continue to surrender to the Lord and to avail yourself to him. God bless you, woman of God. Thank you for so ably leading us. We
Thank
praise the Lord. We praise the Lord. At this time, I'll just hand over to Sister Radian and Sister Madden, who will take us into a time of of testimony and worship. So I implore us just to get ready, just to lay aside every baggage, remove every distraction, and let your focus be on the Lord now as we worship him and we tell of his goodness in our lives. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Bless the name of the Lord, everyone.
Bless
Bless
the
the
Lord.
Lord.
Bless
We just
the
unmute and shout a hallelujah praise
Lord.
unto
Hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. I'm sure that there are
Hallelujah.
more persons online. Can we
Yes.
all unmute and shout a praise unto God?
Right.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Shouting hallelujah is the highest praise. And tonight, we're
Hallelujah,
going to lift
Jesus.
up some high praises unto God, because indeed he is worthy of all our praise. Hallelujah. Indeed, the Lord is excellent, and there is no shadow of turning with him. The fact that we are alive tonight, it's much to give God thanks for. The fact that we got to join tonight, this in itself is a testimony of how God is good. God's mercy has kept us, and that is why we are here tonight. God is excellent. As I listened to Sister Pamela sharing about the peace of God, and she spoke about the bills, my heart sank, because when I was younger, I usually want to leave my parents' home because I want to be an adult. But now that I'm an adult and I'm paying all these bills, I just want to go home to my parents. I don't want it is anymore. Hallelujah. But in the midst of all the bills and all the things that adulthood brings, the Lord has been a keeper. He has been our strength. And even in the midst of chaos, because there's so much chaos going on in the world today, the Lord gives us peace. Hallelujah. A peace that passes all understanding. So tonight we're going to forget about the problems. We're going to forget about the bills, the Sister Pamela. We're going to forget about all of the cares of the world. Because when we have all of those cares, we can't give the Lord the worship that he deserves. We can't do it. We have to take off all of that baggage right now so that we can be free to worship. If you want to dance tonight, if you want to sing along tonight, worship the Lord however you choose tonight. Hallelujah. God is good. So I have a song that has been on my heart, and I'm going to sing this song before Sister Madden comes on. And the song says, "Ain't no giving up. I've got to go on, though my way gets harder. I know I can make it. I know I can make it. I know I can make it. So I just keep holding on. Ain't no giving up. I've got to go on. Though my way gets harder, I know I can make it. I know I can make it. I know I can make it, so I just keep holding on. Ain't no giving up. I've got to go on, though my way gets harder. I know I can make it. I know I can make it. I know I can make it. So I just keep holding on. Hold on to God, saints of God. Hold on to Him. You can't give up. We have come too far to give up.
We never
Ain't
give away.
no giving up. The song says, I've got to go on. You have to go on, saints of God. You have to go on, Sister Terry. You have to go on, Sister Chantel. Sister Chantel, you have to go on. Sister Latoya, you have to go on. Sister Camille, Elder Edwards, Brother Scott, Sister Ava, Sister Tamoya, Brother Mikkel, Sister Plummer, J. Brown Allen, I'm just calling the names that I'm seeing online. You have to go on. Sister Pamela, you have to go on. There's no giving up when it comes down to God. You have to go on. Press on. We know that it's hard, but you have to press on. God is going to see you through. God bless you tonight. I'll be just reading Psalm 96 tonight, and then I will hand over to Sister Madden. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare your glory among the heathen, his wonders among all the people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. Let me read that one more time. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give unto the Lord, holy kindreds of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear him, or fear before him, all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Lord reigneth. Hallelujah. The Lord also shall be established that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the heavens rejoice and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Lord, for he cometh to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and the people with his truth. This is the word of the Lord, and we honor it by saying thank you. Hallelujah. Sister Madden.
Amen, amen, amen. Bless the
Bless you.
Lord, bless the Lord. Let me greet you all tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you very much, Sister Radian. And as she did the song, I know I can make it. I know I can make it. So just keep moving on. Saints of God, we will make it. If we keep moving on, let us bless the Lord, somebody. Can somebody just give the Lord a show tonight? Let us worship the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Bless the
We honor
name
you,
of Jesus.
mighty
Use
God.
the name of Jesus. If you
Hallelujah.
know any
Bless
at all what
the
tonight is
Lord.
considered as
Praise God. Hallelujah.
worshiping the host, bless the
Hallelujah.
name of Jesus.
Thank you.
Let us
Yes.
bless the Lord. Worship
Thank you,
in the host. Do we
Jesus.
really know what worship is
Hallelujah.
tonight? Can I get a
Hallelujah.
praise in the
Jesus.
host? Mighty
Hallelujah.
God, bless the name of
Hallelujah.
Thank
Hallelujah.
you.
Praise his
Praise
holy name.
Jesus.
Another songwriter put it
Hallelujah.
this way: Majesty,
Hallelujah.
worship his majesty.
Hallelujah. Jesus.
Unto Jesus be glory, honor, and praise.
Hallelujah. Jesus.
Oh, worship in majesty. Jesus who died is now glorified, King of all kings. So exalt, lift up on high the name of Jesus. Magnify, come glorify Christ Jesus, our King. Oh, Majesty, let us worship His Majesty. Jesus, who died, is now glorified, King of all kings. Let me hear you praise the Lord tonight. Let me hear your shout of praise tonight. Let us bless the
Hallelujah.
Lord. Let us
Hallelujah.
worship
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
The Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Jesus.
I am
Hallelujah.
excited
Thank
tonight.
you,
Blessed
mighty
be the
God.
name of Jesus.
Hallelujah,
We
Hallelujah.
worship in the holy things of God when we worship. In the
Hallelujah.
name of Jesus, there is power in our worship.
Mighty
And if we know
God.
the song that says, Incredible God
Yes.
deserves incredible
Incredible
praise.
praise.
And so
Hallelujah.
tonight we want to give unto our God incredible praise. Let us bless the Lord. Praise his holy name. So as we are on tonight, tonight is praise night. Praise in the house, praise and testimony. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. The scripture said we overcome by our testimony. I wonder
Yes, the
if
Lord.
somebody has a testimony tonight. Oh God, I'm
Me?
excited.
Hallelujah.
Let us bless the Lord, somebody. Amen. Bless
Hallelujah.
the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
So I'm going to get right into it. So tonight it is praise and testimony. And so I'm going to be starting off tonight. We're going to be doing theme testimony. All right. When I say theme, what do I mean? All right, so our testimony, this segment is going to fall in three categories. First category is healing. So I want the persons to go down in our testimony bag and look for the testimony of healing that the Lord would have wrought you in your life. And this segment is the healing testimony segment. I wonder if God has ever healed anybody on the platform tonight. Mighty God, bless the name of Jesus. Now, tonight we're starting off with our testimony, and this section right now is healing testimony. So I want two persons to jump on right now to share with us, in short, a testimony of how the Lord would have healed you. Go right over to you now. The saints, it is open to you. Bless the name of Jesus. Do we have
Hallelujah.
a burning testimony?
I
A
can't wait
healing
to share.
testimony.
I can't wait to share. I don't know if I'm
Mighty
like
God, go ahead.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
I spent most of my August in the hospital. The 2 last weeks in hospital. I'm LaToya. Most of you might have known. I'm so excited to share. I don't know where to start. So I came home from the hospital with insulin and 2 sets of tablets. 2 weeks now. The last time I took the insulin, I went way under. But you need insulin to balance your blood sugar. And when I took that insulin, I went under. I couldn't take another shot. It has been like 2 weeks now since I haven't taken any insulin. I haven't taken any tablets. I don't have any in my house. And I am well. I'm up from 3 a.m. studying with my daughter, driving to work. I am here. I have to go there tomorrow. And to be honest, I don't know what to tell him. I haven't been taking any checks. I don't know what to go there to say. I don't know if it is high. I don't know if it is low, but I know that I am well. I am feeling well. There are markedly times when I might go a little under and I might wonder what's going on because when you worry, the human check in sometimes, but I am well. It is well.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
bless the Lord,
Hallelujah.
praise his name.
Praise
The
God.
songwriter said, He healed my body, he touched my mind, he saved me right in time. I'm gonna praise his almighty God.
Bless the name of Jesus. Praise his holy name. Do we have somebody else on board? Healing testimony. Come on, come right up front. Bless the name of Jesus. Another healing testimony.
Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord. That is it.
Bless
My
the name
God.
of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Please, if you
Hallelujah.
hear my background, it's because my sons are worshiping with me.
Mighty God.
Hallelujah. The songwriter say, I will worship the Lord with all of my heart. I'll give him my all and not just a part. I will lift my hands to the King of Kings. Hallelujah. And praise him in everything. I greet you all in the mighty name of Jesus. Tonight I have a praise report because I don't remember if you had memory. I don't know if you have memory of the time when my son spent 5 days in the hospital because he had a terrible back pain. When he went to the hospital, every blood test that he did was abnormal. Everything said abnormal. And they diagnosed him. And so we had to give him iron. He doesn't like the taste of iron. We had to give him daily for months, from May all the way down to today. And he hardly gets it. But today he went for his first appointment since then. And I just checked the chart, my chart. And when I looked, everything was normal. And they even told my husband that we
Hallelujah.
need to take him off iron. So I was there laughing. I said, how can we take him off when we're not even giving it to him? His blood
Hallelujah.
is
Oh,
regulated. Everything is
Jesus.
regulated in his body. And the
Hallelujah.
reason why I'm so excited is because this child knows that he's healed. From the day he was in the hospital, he has been saying it. I am healed. I know he had an encounter with the Lord. Last week we were at church and the pastor was calling people to come to the altar. And it was my little 4-year-old who said, Mom, I need Jesus in my heart. And I said, well, if you need
Oh,
Jesus in
Jesus.
your heart, go to the altar. He just turned around and he went. He went and he held the pastor's hand. She asked him, what do you want? And he said, I need Jesus in my
Oh,
heart.
Jesus. Thank
Hallelujah,
you,
Jesus.
Amen.
And this boy, he
Hallelujah.
continues to worship the Lord. And I knew his faith is stronger than mine. He never stops saying that he's healed. And I know that God is healing him. Now, my daughter on Sunday, she fell ill at church. We are doing praise and worship. And in the middle of it, she fell ill. But to God be the glory. I don't know what is happening, but I know. Hallelujah. Sorry, brethren. Hallelujah, Jesus. Worship later. I don't know, but I trust God to heal her. And she has been better. She went to school yesterday. And when I look at how she's sitting up, doing her work, her incompleted assignments, and when I see the scores sent in, I am so impressed. I marvel. She sang, hallelujah. She sang to the glory and honor of the Lord on Sunday in her sickness. While she's singing, as soon as she finished worshiping, she fell. Hallelujah. She fell. And I know that Satan had a plan, but Jesus Christ is Lord, Lord of my life, Lord of my children's life. And tonight I declare that my children are healed. Tonight I release a healing testimony on this platform. I am
Amen in the
healed.
name of
Those who are
Jesus.
going through, you are healed, whether it be physical or mental. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I declare it by the blood of Jesus. And I'm so excited to shout, hallelujah, to God be the glory, great things He has done in Jesus' name. Praise God.
Praise
Praise the
the God.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bless the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
What a healing Jesus. Let us bless the Lord, somebody. Can somebody praise the
Hallelujah.
Lord tonight?
Jesus,
My
be
God,
magnified,
bless the name
Lord.
of
Praise the Lord.
Jesus. Praise
Hallelujah.
his holy name.
Thank
Thank you,
you. Hallelujah,
Jesus.
Jesus.
We
Glory,
serve a
glory.
healing Jesus.
Yes,
Can I
Lord.
get an amen? We
Amen.
serve a healing Jesus. Bless the Lord.
Amen.
And we
Praise the
thank
Lord.
God. that we don't have to be continuously going to the doctors upon doctors, because he is our physician. He is our healer tonight. Let us bless the Lord, somebody. Praise his holy
Hallelujah.
name. Bless the name of Jesus. And so I'm going to do a short playing of a song right now, and then we're moving to the next segment. Bless the name of Jesus. Of our theme testimony, bless the name of Jesus. Go right ahead, Sister Camille.
The lame man sat outside the gate, begging alms of those that entered in. Now Peter and John, they came upon him, the lame man expecting from them. Now Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such I have, I give unto thee. Right in the spirit touched the man, he leaped to his feet, he said, look what God's done for me. He said,
look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done.
Thank you very much, Sister Camille. Look what the Lord has done. Mighty God, I'm excited about my Jesus, because he does great things. Look what the Lord has done. Bless the name of Jesus. And so we are moving right along into our theme testimony tonight. So we just did healing testimony. The next testimony we are going to be doing right now is breakthrough. How has the Lord come through for you? Do we have somebody on the platform tonight who has a breakthrough testimony? You have been going through your storms, but the Lord showed up right on time. Let us praise the Lord, somebody. Let us bless the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Do we have somebody tonight on the platform who is ready to share their breakthrough testimony? Bless the Lord.
Can I go?
The door is over to you. Go right
ahead. Can I go?
Yes, definitely.
All right, so me again. A few months ago, you ever ask God for something when he gave you? You ever said, Jesus, they not really me? Eh? Look here, I'm sitting here in a little makeshift office, because a few months ago I asked God for a work from home job, and in the space of a week or less than a month, I have 2 work from home jobs, 2. Plus my regular job. I'm so nervous, but keep on praying for me so that I can maintain and continue to take care of what God has given me. Thank you. Pray my strength.
Yes, mighty God. Mr. Bennett has become full of testimony tonight. Look what the Lord has done. I love it. I love it. I love it. Bless the Lord. Has the Lord been doing anything else for anybody tonight? Has the Lord been coming through for you? Go ahead and share that testimony with us tonight. One more we're taking. Go right ahead. Share your testimony. Breakthrough testimony of how the Lord would have come through for you. Mighty God, over to you. Right over to you. Look what the Lord has done. We don't have another breakthrough testimony. Nobody, somebody, mighty God,
no,
mighty
no, if
God.
If this is a breakthrough testimony or if it is a healing testimony,
go
but it is
right
a testimony
ahead.
That needs to be shared.
Yes, that is it.
Go ahead, please.
For a long time, I have been living in a bondage. Let's put it that way. Living under the weight of guilt, of shame, of regret, brokenness, constantly replaying my past, my mistakes, my guilt, feeling like I was disobedient to God, why certain things wasn't coming to pass. And even though I believe in forgiveness, and it was hard to forgive those who have wronged me, I prayed and I asked God to help me to forgive those who have wronged me, but it was so hard. I still struggled with extending that same forgiveness to myself, even being gentle to myself. My thoughts were filled with self-condemnation, and I never knew that was a sin until Monday of this week.
Today, I testify that God has delivered me from self-condemnation. Monday,
Hallelujah.
I realized that I was misinterpreting self-condemnation with godly conviction. And today, I testify that I am healed from that mental sickness because it is a mental disease. Today, I declare that I am free. I am forgiven. I am made new in Christ. When I look back, I realize that even though I was saying, thank you, God, for your grace, I wasn't truly accepting his grace. And because I wasn't accepting the grace that God was giving to me, I wasn't able to extend it to myself the way he has forgiven me. But the revelation I got on Monday, the word I got on Monday, lifted that heaviness that I have been walking and carrying around with me for years.
Jesus, bless the Lord.
Today I am walking in a newly found peace, a overbubbling joy in my heart. I cannot explain it. I may stumble, but I am no longer defined by the sin and shame and the guilt and the regrets that come with self-condemnation, because I will never do that to myself again. I will never do that to myself again. I am not perfect, but God of grace is perfect. And today I am elated to learn to rest in his love, to see myself as how God see me, to extend that same grace to me. I am forgiven. I am redeemed. I am prepared. I am anointed. I am chosen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Mighty God. Thank
I am
you, Jesus.
Walking in my healing, my deliverance, my
Amen.
Breakthrough, whatever category it falls
oh,
in.
Jesus.
It is long overdue.
Hallelujah.
And I am accepting it and I am walking
thank
into
you,
it.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
I am walking into it.
Oh, Jesus.
I am walking in it. And that is my testimony.
Amen. Bless the
bless
Lord.
The Lord.
Bless, God, Sister
bless
Shanika.
The Lord.
We should open our mics.
Oh,
bless
Jesus.
The Lord for Sister Shanika. Let us bless the Lord.
Oh, glory to God. Glory, glory, glory. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Glory
to your name, mighty God.
Thank you, Sister Shanika. Continue to walk in what God has given you. You are above and not beneath. Bless the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And sometimes that's what the enemy does. He holds us in bondage. But when God ready to break us out and break us through, then no devil from hell can stop us. Bless the name of Jesus. Let us praise his holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Bless
Hallelujah.
The
Thank
Lord.
You,
thank
Jesus.
You, thank you, Lord. Mighty God, bless the name of Jesus. We are moving along. Blessed be the name of Jesus. It's still on testimony. Look what the Lord has done. And I know that all of us are here tonight because God would have done something for us. Mighty God, would have seen where God would have worked in our lives. Bless the Lord. And hence we are here tonight. All right. And the last aspect of our theme testimony is provision. How has the Lord been providing for you? How has the Lord provided for you? He's a God of provision. And I want at least two persons to run on right now. Come right up to the front and share how God has been providing. Hello, saints of God. God has been providing, you know. Mighty God, he said the world belongs to him. The cattle and the thousands of hills. And you want to tell me that God has not been providing for you? I want somebody to come right out to the front and testify of how the Lord has been providing for you. Bless the name of Jesus. Go right ahead. Bless the
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord.
Glory
bless
to
the
God.
Lord.
Glory to God.
Bless the Lord.
My God is awesome. Healer, defender, provider. He is my everything. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. You know, the things that the way you would perceive things and the way you would want things to happen doesn't always happen that way. But when you see something happen in your life, you can pick and choose, you can point fingers and you can say, this is the finger of Almighty God. When you look back and say, you in your own strength could not have even fathom or think of it that way. And the way you see it unfolds, you know that this is a finger of Almighty God. How many of you know what addition is and multiplication? When God would have given you double for your trouble, when God would have come through for you in some little crevice and some corners that you're not looking for him to come through that way. It's always there's the higher, the more anointing that is on your life is the more challenges that you will go through. If you want a double portion, if you want some multiplication in your life, you have to reach that point in your Christian walk where you can say, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. When you reach that point in your Christian life, when you can say, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. How many of you know that many times we as Christians, when we go through, when we are in some testing, is one of the easiest thing for us to do is to reject God's grace. But when you can stand like Brother Job and say, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. That is where multiplication is going to take place now. When you can deny yourself and say, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. You may read it in the book of Job, or you can hear other Christians say it, other believers say, though he slay me. But when you reach at that point, when you can really make up in your mind and say, and believe in your heart that though he slay me, yet will I trust him, though things happen the way you don't expect it to. And then you can have a sixth sense that tells you that the enemy cannot do more than what God would allow him to do in your life. There is a limit. There's a limit to what the enemy can do in anyone's life. And when God allow it, there's a provision that he make. That you can stand back and you can realize and say, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. You can say like the disciples, when Jesus said to them, are you going to turn away like the other disciples to like the and they said, who shall we turn back to? We have no one but you. When you can reach that point of in your challenges, where you can say, whom shall I return to? I have no one else but you. So whatever comes, hell or high water, I'm going to hold on to your unchanging hands. I'm going to hold on to your provision. I need nothing more. No other argument. I need no other creed. It is enough that you died for me. So no matter what I am going through now, I can hold on to his unchanging hand. Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. I want that to be our testimony tonight. That's my testimony. I'm holding on to that. Though he slay me. Though I may want things to go my way and it didn't happen my way, I am still trusting God. I'm trusting him. Amen. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord, Brother Scott. Powerful words there. Though he slay me, yet, mighty God, yet will I trust him. Mighty God of Daniel, bless the name of Jesus. Thank you very much, Brother Scott. Bless the name of Jesus. We serve an awesome God. We serve a wonderful God. We serve a powerful God. And though we go through what we go through, if we continue to trust this man, Jesus, he will come through for us. Bless the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I'm just going to do a segment of this song and then I'm going to turn over back to my co-host to carry on. Bless the name of Jesus. Go right ahead, Sister Camille.
Me no care when nobody wants set. As long as the Father sit on the throne, we nah, we can, we want dead be home. Beg no bread.
You hear what me say? No bread.
God is my provider. I will not beg no bread. You know the reason why?
Yes, him and Femi Daddy. I don't know about you tonight, you know. Mighty God,
Amen.
but he is my
Awesome.
daddy. Bless the name
Amen.
of Jesus. And we are grateful that we have a heavenly father that we can run to. Bless the name of
Bless
Jesus.
the name of Jesus.
Sister
Hallelujah.
Radiant, right over to you. Bless the Lord.
Bless you, Sister Madden. God bless you. I'm just here enjoying the testimonies because indeed God is an excellent God. Daddy Jesus is good. He's a healer. He's a deliverer. He's a way maker. He's
Amen.
a shield. He's our father. And there's so much other titles we can add to him tonight. God is just an amazing God. So we're going to continue to share how amazing our God is tonight. So we're going to keep the testimonies going. So this segment is not themed, but it's general testimony. So testimony about anything you want to share about the Lord or what the Lord has done for you, then you can worship the Lord and unmute tonight and share your testimony. I'm also going to add something to this segment. I want to hear some of those testimonies of how God saved you. How did you come to the Lord? How did the Lord snatch you and brought you into this great salvation? I want to hear about those testimonies as well. So anybody want to share? Come on, man. Come on. You can unmute and testify. Go ahead, saints of God. Who's going to be the first one to share?
Yes,
Share.
the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Nadine. Go right.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is amazing. Our God is just so awesome. My God. Sometimes when He comes through for us, oh Lord, we don't know what to say. We don't know what to do. We don't know what to do with self. Praise God. I can tell you that a family member of mine was going through situation for number of years, and we prayed, and we really get intense with the prayer. Another person joined with me, and we were intense in the prayer, and we push and pray, and by God, in not many days hence, deliverance came after many years. I'm talking about years. My God, deliverance came. And tonight I can lift my hands and say, to God be the glory, because
Hallelujah.
oh God, hallelujah, it came through right on time. My God, when the situation get worse, I always say, this is it. We say this is it. But that intense prayer went up to God, and He heard, Almighty God, and He healed and deliver the family member. And so tonight, to God be all of the glory, the honor and the praise. Bless the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Also,
Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah.
hallelujah,
Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Can we just
Also,
unmute and just shout a hallelujah? Praise God to God.
Amen. Bless
Hallelujah.
the name.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. God is
Glory
excellent.
to
Hallelujah.
God.
Do we have
Praise
another
God.
testimony tonight?
Yes, I see your hand up. I see your hand up there.
Brother Mikhail, you can go ahead.
Good night, everybody.
Oh, sorry. Apologies. Go ahead.
Night.
Good night.
All right. I hope you're hearing me.
Oh, Sister Plummer. Go
Yes,
ahead, Sister
Sister
Plummer.
Plummer.
God bless you.
All right. So, almost a year ago, I would have truly waited my turn and I purchased a vehicle. Now, I remember one morning I got up and I went to the kitchen window. And as I looked, I realized that there was no car outside. Now, I literally turned idiot in the house. For those who know me, you know that where I work, having a vehicle is an asset because taxis are not so frequent. And it just makes things a little easier. Now, almost a year later, looking back, I'm still keeping my praise. I still can say thank you, God, because there was a time when I could not go to the kitchen window and look outside, because just going there, it just brought me back to the place where when I went to the window, and I look out there and I don't see any car. And it traumatized me so much because I started to question. I mean, I said, God, imagine we're not rich. We didn't buy an expensive car because we don't have it. We do it because of convenience. And somebody just come take it like that. You don't hear anything. There's nothing. I mean, when the investigator came and as she looked and she spoke to me, I cried. And she looked and she said, Miss, what happened to you? I said, Miss, we're hardworking people. And some of the questions that you're asking me is as if I'm the one who stole the vehicle. Why do we have to go through this? But today, I can stand and I can say, but God. I don't have a vehicle outside. I still have to be jumping on taxi, but I can say, but God, because what the enemy meant for bad, God turned it around for good. Because I take it to say, I still a praise God, and I'm still giving thanks. I'm still a say thank you, Lord, because even though I
Amen.
don't have a vehicle,
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I can see how He's working out things for me. I
Hallelujah.
can see how He's working out things for me. And when I look back, I said, boy, the Saturday morning that they took the vehicle, I was supposed to go to Saturday classes with the students and I could not go. And it's like from that, it's just be a test, be a test, be a test. Because I will stand up out there. So me, I got Saturday class start 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock, me out there. The children calling. I say, I'm coming. But then again, when I looked and I look at their grades and looked how they perform, I said, God, that's why I didn't take the car. You had to make me see something to see where you did a work, what you were working for, what you were doing in my life. But today I just want to say thank you, Jesus. No car, no outside, but I know it is coming and I know He's going to provide again. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Bless you,
Hallelujah.
Lord,
I
mighty
bless
God.
you.
Amen.
The Lord will definitely
Amen.
provide.
It is coming in Jesus' name.
In
Amen.
Jesus' name,
Amen.
I agree. I stand in agreement.
Hallelujah.
Yes, amen. Brother Mikhail, I see your hand raised. You can go ahead, sir.
Good night. Good night. Are you hearing me well? Good
Yes,
night,
I hear you.
brother. Yes, we are hearing you.
Love
Good
you.
night. It's a pleasure to be here. Just want to testify from earlier because I said to myself, if they open the floor for anybody else to testify, I will. I want to testify for God's provision in terms of sending people my way to be able to share the gospel with them. Sometimes we do thank God for the physical stuff, and that is all fine, and that is all nice. But sometimes when he sends people your way, and as children of God, you carry that light, and as such, you're able to share that light with persons, whether it be unsaved persons, whether it be other Christians that may or may not be, walking the straight and narrow, even persons who are from, probably other denominations that don't believe in certain, quote unquote, doctrines. And the mere fact that God can make you or use you to be a light, or me to be a light to them in certain aspects, it is a privilege. So I just wanted to share that. God bless you.
Bless you.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you for
Praise
sharing.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God is excellent.
Glory.
Great
Amen.
is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not thy compassion, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever wilt be. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness, morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have need, and thy hands have provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Hallelujah. If you can agree that God's faithfulness has been great in your life, can you unmute and just shout a praise unto God?
Praise the
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Good
Hallelujah.
morning, great morning, and hallelujah.
Faithfulness.
Hallelujah.
Great is thy faithfulness. Jesus,
Hallelujah.
Jesus, thank you, God. All we have needed, thy hands have provided. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. We're going to continue with the testimonies because God has been truly good. Sister Chantal, I see your hand raised. You can go ahead, sis.
Good night, everyone. Bless the Lord. Bless the
Good
Lord.
night, Sister Lloyd.
I want to give God thanks tonight for his grace and his mercies towards me. He has really been good to me, regardless of everything that I see around me that wants to tell me otherwise. Because, sometimes the circumstances that are presented to us or the ones that we are a part of, it wants to be a hindrance then to say that God hasn't been doing anything for us. But indeed, he has allowed me to be in my right mind, which is an absolute blessing, and sometimes it's an underrated blessing. And sometimes there's so many things that I look back on and I'm like, whoa, I could have really muddled, if I really tapped into those circumstances, the things that I have faced, the things that I have been through. Trust me, I'm telling you, I could really go crazy. And there was a point in my life when I felt like depression really tried to snatch me, but God, and that phrase, but God, we take a lot of things lightly because we think that everything is Fine and dandy. But we have to always remember that we're only here by His grace. We're only kept alive by His grace. I'm sharing this part of my testimony because I want someone else who may be online tonight to know that they're not in this alone. God is always with us. He said that He'll never leave us nor forsake us. And regardless of whatever we're going through, He's always in the midst to bless. I remember this summer, a lot happened. A lot of things happened. And initially, when I looked at some of them, I was like, whoa, I felt the pain of it. I felt everything going through. And I'm like, I don't understand why everything, all these things are happening. And I didn't even realize that sometimes the setups really do give you a comeback. Because I remember going through all of that, I would say between May to about July. And I remember getting that interview for Smile Jamaica, and it came like right after all that testing. It's crazy to say that I was in a whole moment of just giving God thanks because I would never look at myself to really think that, oh my God, back on TV and all these things. And I'm just giving God thanks for that opportunity that I could share with other persons to encourage them in different ways, right? But then even after such a victory, then here comes other battles. We have to be so careful to not be naive per se to say, okay, I'm going through this, I'm happy I'm going through all the victories, but there's always something coming because the enemy is never going to be happy with the victories that we're experiencing. So I was reading something yesterday where it was telling me about the whole, preparing your mind and what to do after in prayer. So you have to prepare yourself before you pour out to others, before you pour into others. Ask the Lord to fill you up. Ask Him to give you all the strength you need, the guidance you need. And then after the victory comes, you still have to pray another prayer because you have to say, God, may I beg you now, cover me up, prepare me for everything. Because the fight now, God just did it. So there can be no victory without a fight. So tonight, I just want to encourage somebody. I know it might be rough. There may be situations that you might be thinking about that don't make sense to you, but trust me, I've faced them. I'm still facing them. But one thing I've held on to, if God brought me through those, a songwriter said, if He did it before, He will definitely do it again. And so I ask that you pray my strength and God bless you all.
Bless the Lord.
Bless
Amen. God
God
bless you. God
hallelujah.
bless you, sis.
God, good.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's the name of
You know,
Jesus.
the enemy tries so much things, so many things he will try, but we are victorious in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. The Lord who continues to deliver, the Lord continues to show up again and again and again and again. And we give him praise for that. Hallelujah. We continue with the testimonies tonight. Anybody else want to share?
Yes.
Go ahead, Sister Nadine. God bless you.
Yes, I want to talk how I get saved.
Yes,
It
go
was
ahead, please.
way back in 2002. Right after one, I mean, for Ivan or a D, one of those terrible hurricane, and everybody was getting themselves back together. And I heard one of my neighbors, in the country area, they not really take time off. You go use phone to call, then just call by mouth. So I hear a call out to the other neighbor say, "Yeah, I'm liking." I say, "I'm coming. Y'all go to church tomorrow?" Come in, say. I know. But then I heard the call, the conversation between the two, and I said, "No, Nadine, you grew up in a church, and all of a sudden you take big womanship and walk out." And then hearing those two calling to each other, and they're unsaved, and people that would usually go to church, and then I said, "What is going on here?" And I find myself right there and then. I remember there was a lime tree. I was standing beside a lime tree. And I remember right there and then, I said, "Me, I got church tomorrow." It was a Saturday. He said, "Me, I got church tomorrow, And then I was washing too. And I said to my husband, I said, "Me, I got church tomorrow." He said, "Yeah, I'm going to church tomorrow." He said, "Okay, I have a problem with that." And right there and then he asked somebody to take me. And I go to church that Sunday, I go the other Sunday, I go that Sunday, and I keep going, I keep going, I keep going.
and I am with the Lord. Because we go the second, we go the third, we decide to hand over everything to the Lord. Because the Lord had already, blessed me with marriage the very same year, January of the year, and I got saved by the October. So there was nothing there holding me back, and I keep going. And we always have some persons who talk about this, say, hey, she and every day she get up, says she got church. Every day she get up, says she got church. And instead, it makes things bad for me because the persons were talking to me about persons who were overseas, and they were thinking it. She was thinking it bad for me, but it played it good for me because guess what? When they were coming to Jamaica, I get a whole heap of church clothes, so we even have more to wear and to change. And I am here today because of God. From that very Saturday, I heard those people calling to each other. I said, yes, Lord, right at the lime tree. And I can lift my hands tonight, brethren, and I can say, God is indeed a savior, he's a deliverer, and he's a friend. And he will use these some little things to get to us, mighty God. Not the big preaching and convention and all of that, but just that little conversation between the two neighbors. God bless you. Have a great night in Jesus' name. I'm rejoicing in the Lord because he had
Amen.
made me glad. He have done so many things, mighty God. And I'm rejoicing in him tonight. So let us stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. God bless you, brethren.
Bless the
Hallelujah.
Lord.
God bless you, Stanley.
Amen.
Bless
Bless
the
the Lord.
Glory to God. Praise
Amen.
God.
Wonderful.
Bless you. Do we have anyone else online to share? Go ahead, Brother Scott.
Yes, I want to share my conversion testimony as well.
Go
It was
ahead.
a Saturday that I went to visit my sister in Jamaica. She just she came to visit my aunt. So she was staying by my aunt in Kingston. And I went up there to see her. I haven't seen her in a long while, so I went up there to see her. And after greeting and talking and stuff, she said, Everton, can you come for me tomorrow and take me to church in Spanish Town? That's from New Kingston to Spanish Town. So I said, yes, sis, I can do that for you. And she said, okay, you can leave me there. You just drop me off and leave me at the church. And I said, no, I'm going to stay at the church with you and take you back. And she looked at me and she laughed. And I said, sis, why you laugh? As if she don't expect to see somebody like me in church, and stuff. And she said, I said, sis, why you laugh? And she said, you soon know. And it's puzzled me, But I went home and I get my clothes ready. I think it was jacket suit and tie or whatever. I put on a dress like dress puss, and I got to the pick up my sister and go to and carry her to Spanish Town at the church. And I went there. That little piece of iron that is it kind of bulgy between the two gates because a wide church gate and piece of iron there. That little bulge that come to push the iron in. I never know that my car was so low. I should say I know that the car was low, but I didn't think I could go over it without touching it. And I centered that piece of thing and it the car, the crankcase underneath the car that holds the oil, it right flush and center and that piece of metal that push up. That concrete thing that push up and burst the crankcase, and all the oil start running out of my car. And I look underneath it and I said, look how me come church consult up myself now. And I was so furious, I was so mad, because I said I could have stayed home and this could not happen, this could not have happened and stuff. And I went to park the car still, and I was there, I was so mad, I was so concerned. But I went to the church and I sat there and they do their thing, and they preach, pastor preach, and she give the altar call. And the message was so touching. And I went up to the altar and I said, I'm gonna give my life to God. I completely forget about the car outside now, I put that behind me. And I give my heart to Lord. And I say, and a deacon came to me and say, brother, start reading the book of Saint John. It's easy to read and understand. Now that you're giving your life to the Lord, read the book of St. John. So I said to myself, say, yeah, that would be easy. Tomorrow when I'm at the stadium smoking my weed, I can be reading my little New Testament, my little Bible with St. John. And I say, yeah, that sounds like a plan. Yes, I'm gonna smoke my weed, read my Bible. And then quickly after that, I remember that the car was outside bleeding. The car was outside leaking out the oil. And I said, let me run outside and check it because now I know that it's completely immobilized. It can't move now. And when I went there and I looked at the car, there was no oil. And I said, oh, maybe everything leak out. And it surprises me because I would expect like a pool of oil to be underneath there now, to what I saw was leaking out at the gate. And I went in and I sat beside my sister, and sister said, what happened? You went to check on the car? And I said, yeah. And she asked me what happened, but I was speechless. I couldn't say anything. I was there like dumbstruck because it's like a presence was over me at that time now and stuff. So, by the way, I say, all right. And we drove from Spanish Town right into Kingston with the car, same way as how it was and stuff. And my sister said, you know what? I saw the oil coming out of it too. Take the car to a mechanic and let them look underneath it and check it out. And she gave me some money and I took it on the boulevard, Washington Boulevard, and I stopped at one of those radiator places and I drive the car up under the ramp there. And when the guy go underneath the car and look, he said, where are you coming from with this car, big man? And I say, I'm coming from church in Spanish Town and go. He says, you must be crazy. Look at this hole in that thing. And yet the oil is in there, same for you to drive here. And it was that time now. I didn't even realize the miracle that has just happened. Just my first time saying yes to the Lord. And I went into the car. And I went on the ramp, went into the car and took out a matches box that I had some skiff tail in, and because I couldn't do anything without smoking, I was addicted, and I start lighting it up. I start lighting, but each time I strike the matches, it couldn't light. So I put three stick of matches together and strike it and get a big fire. And I say, yeah, and I light it, and the thing light on the side of it, and everything drop out in front of me. And I was so furious. My hands started to get sweat. I started to get nervous. I couldn't do anything. I couldn't focus. And I went there again. And I look underneath the mat and I find a bigger skiff tail. And I say, yes, I got you. And I light that one. And it's everything, a big fire. And everything just drop out in front of me, same way. And that was it. And the next day, the car get fixed. I drove it home. And the next day, I was going to work. And I drove normally in the mornings. I drive to a waterhouse to cut out the traffic and stuff. And each time I'm going to a waterhouse, I would light up my big skiff going through because the guys that normally stands on the corners and stuff, they used to love seeing me passing by in my jacket and because I used to wear jacket and tie to work. The work that I was doing, I have to wear jacket and tie. So I feel it looked like I'm a dad's driving through with my skiff. My windows down and just cruising through waterhouse, passing those bad men, and they're looking at me and say, yes, dads, yes, dads. But that morning when I took up overnight, I built like three good sized skiff and I have it there. And I took up my skiff now to light it to go to waterhouse. And their presence just came over me. And I just fling everything out of the car, same place in waterhouse. All the skiff, all the weed that I have, the cutting board. The knife that I used to cut, everything I fling out right at the waterhouse there, and from that day right through. And that plan that I had to go by stadium and read my Bible and smoke, all of that just disappeared. I completely washed, cleansed, come over me from that time. And I just have to just give God the glory for that transformation. So who say God is not still in the business of healing, our transformation is a liar because I've proven him to be that cleanser, that transformer. He came through for me and he can do it for any and anybody from where I was coming from. And I'm telling you that was from like early 2000, I think about 2001, there about there. And now it's 2025. God is good and he's able to break any addiction that you and I think. Any addiction, whatever it is, God is able to break it. Generational curse, every cycle, it stand broken tonight. Hearing that testimony, transform it on the platform is going to make it, it's it's going to make the impossible possible. Amen. Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord, bless the
Amen,
Lord.
amen.
God is
Praise
good.
God.
Wonderful.
Indeed, we realize
Yeah.
that
Thank
you don't
God.
necessarily have to be perfect when you're coming to the Lord. You don't have to have everything figured out. You just need to take the first step towards God, and He will do the rest. So if there's anyone on tonight who haven't given their lives to God, listen to these transformation testimonies. You don't need to have it all together. Even if you were one who usually smoke a very big spliff, like Brother Scott, even the Lord can transform your life to the point where people look at you and say, then Brother Scott, that?
Amen.
That? A Sister Plummer that? A Sister Hutchinson that? They wouldn't even believe, because when the Lord take you in and transform you and wash you and make you clean, you have become new. All things
Yes.
are passed away, and behold, you're new and you're beautiful, because salvation make her beautiful, you know?
Amen.
Salvation make her pretty. Salvation make her handsome. God is so good.
And
Hallelujah.
one of the things that transpires from that, Sister Radiant, is like a couple of years after that, when I start to minister the word, when I start to minister the word, I went to it was Augustown Open Bible. I went to minister there one Sunday. And after I minister there and I make the altar call, when I look at the altar, it was one of the guys that I used to smoke with. He came to I didn't even know that that guy was in
Thank
church,
God.
in that
Okay.
church and whatever. And he came to the altar crying because he's like he couldn't believe that
Indeed.
that transformation has taken over. And
Yes.
it led him right to Christ that very Sunday.
Jesus. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Yes, so God is good.
Look at God. Look at God. Hallelujah. Do we have any more testimonies tonight? Hallelujah. Thank you, Brother Scott, for sharing. Hallelujah. Are there any more testimonies? He brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on a rock to stay. He put a song in my soul today, a song of praise. Hallelujah. He brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on a rock to stay. He put a song in my soul today, a song of praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Tonight, let us share how the Lord has brought us
Amen.
out of the miry clay and has set our feet on a rock to stay. Do we have any more testimonies? Any more testimonies tonight? Hallelujah. All right. Well, I want to share my testimony. I'm not going to let the train leave me. So I'm going to share my testimony tonight, my transformation testimony. Growing up, my grandmother usually get us ready in our Sunday best and send us to Sunday school every Sunday morning. And I never really like it, you know, because I don't like to wake up early on Sunday mornings. But even when she wasn't going to church, she ensured that we went to Sunday school. It was priority that we went to Sunday school. So at a tender age, I got acquainted with the Lord, hallelujah, through Sunday school. At age 10, I decided I wanted to get baptized. At the time of me getting baptized, I didn't do it because I had an encounter with the Lord first. It was because my twin sister, if you hear somebody in the background, that's her singing. My twin sister was getting baptized, and I decided I want to get baptized too. So I went ahead and I got baptized. And the following year, I received the gift of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And the Lord has been faithful from that time to now. At the start, being so young, I didn't understand what was going on, really. But the Lord, from a tender age, he continued to show himself, prove himself to me. So it doesn't matter how, age doesn't matter to the Lord. As young as you are, Sister Terry shared about her son. Her son said he wanted Jesus, and that warmed my heart. Hallelujah. It really warmed my heart because children need
Amen.
Jesus. Hallelujah. And
Amen.
God is good. Sister Chantal, who testified tonight, we all grew up in, we went to the same Sunday school, the same church, and we grew up together in the fear of the Lord, and God has been so faithful to us. Hallelujah. So tonight, that's my transformation testimony. The Lord has been faithful ever since. And I'm not growing weary of salvation because salvation is sweet. It is awesome. There's so much benefits that comes with salvation. And I present that to you tonight. Hallelujah. I present salvation to you. So accept the Lord if you haven't yet, and you will realize that salvation is sweet and it will be the best decision you've ever made. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Are there any more testimonies before we close it off, that segment tonight? Hallelujah. All right, there are no more testimonies. We thank the Lord for all that he has done. We thank the Lord for everyone that has testified tonight. Hallelujah. Your testimonies really pierced my heart, and it keeps me going. And that's the importance of sharing the testimony. It encourage others. It allow others to keep going. It allow others to say that if he can do it for Sister Madden, he can do it for me. If he can do it for Sister Chantal and Elder Edwards, then he can do the same for me. Hallelujah. So that's the importance of sharing our testimony. Hallelujah. And worshiping the Lord. Hallelujah. At this time, I will hand over to our leader, who is no other than Sister Camille Pearchan. God bless her as she comes.
Bless the Lord. I think it's Elder Edwards, right, Elder?
Yes, Elder Edwards, in Jesus' name.
You're muted, Elder. Elder Edwards, you're muted.
Oh, I'm so sorry. We bless the Lord tonight. We give him praise and honor. See what the Lord has done. We glorify God tonight. Are you blessed by the testimonies tonight? If you are blessed, just unmute tonight and just send up some praise unto the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. We bless
Hallelujah.
the Lord.
God.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Jesus. Hallelujah. We glorify your name, Jesus. We praise you because you are worthy. You are worthy. You are holy. You are God. There is none like unto you. And so we bless your name tonight. We give you praise. Hallelujah. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord tonight. See what the Lord has done. And so we thank him for this night. We thank him for his awesome presence that is with us. We thank him for his servants, my God Almighty, who have led us into a time of deep reflection and praise. And I pray tonight, woman of God, that you will continue to mount up with wings as eagles in the Lord. I pray that you will continue to avail yourself unto God and to be more than ordinary servants for him. May he rest his hands upon you tonight, my God Almighty. May he cast the enemy, my God Almighty, not to be able to locate you. May he wrap his arms around you in the name of Jesus. May he enclose you with his fire, my God Almighty, so that the enemy cannot touch you. We bless the Lord for you tonight, and we thank you. We thank everyone who have given their testimony. My God, the word of God says we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimonies. And tonight we are all overcomers in the name of Jesus. My God, we are overcomers. Hallelujah. We are overcomers. Some of us may not have been able to testify, my God, but we can reflect, we can look, we can see the goodness of God be manifested in our lives. And so tonight, we just want to praise him, see what the Lord has done, all glory to his name. And so tonight, we just want to close off. If there's anyone who has any prayer request, any burning prayer request that you want to put forward now so that we can pray on it, or if there's anyone who wants to say something, anybody who wants to say something at this point, I will open the floor for you to do so. Praise God. Okay, no remarks. Is there any prayer request? Hallelujah. And so we just want to pray at this time. Hallelujah. Father, we honor you. Father, we love you. Father, we appreciate you. And so we holler your name at this time. We thank you for your awesome presence that has been with us. We thank you, Lord God Almighty, for each home that is represented here, each person who is present on this platform. I pray, mighty God, in the name of Jesus, that your Holy Spirit will overtake each home, will overtake each mind, will overtake each and every one of us in the name of Jesus. And Father God, as we have gathered here, my God, we have drawn strength from each other's testimony. My God Almighty, I pray in the name of Jesus that we will continue to surrender our lives to you so that you can have your way in us. My God, I pray that we will just surrender to you so that we can tell of your goodness, of your mercy and your love, how you come through for us, how you heal us, how you break us, how you mold us, how you make us. Oh, you fashion us, Almighty God. And Lord, even as we speak of your goodness, my God, I pray that it will be of some benefit to someone. My God, souls will be lifted. My God, hope will be mounted up in you. Because, Lord God, we can say, if you have done it for that person, then you can do it for us. Mighty God, we continue to surrender to you, Almighty God. And I pray that your Holy Spirit will be with us. Father God, you know the desires of our heart. There may not be a spoken prayer request, but you know all about us. Hallelujah. You know everything about us, Almighty God, our needs, our desire. So we surrender them to you tonight. I surrender each individual in the name of Jesus. And I pray that you will work up on the desires of our hearts. My God, your word tells us that you will perfect that which concerneth us. And so we believe in your word tonight. And we know, God, that you will come through for us. Take charge, take control. We continue continue to surrender our ministry to you. Prayer Portal to Heaven Ministries International.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, God Almighty. I pray that you will show up on this platform. I pray that you will show up in the lives of each individual.
Oh,
I pray, Almighty God, that you will continue to use
Jesus.
Us,
Hallelujah.
My God Almighty, to touch lives and to draw people into your kingdom. My God, help us that as we go from day to day, that we will be a channel, a carrier of your Holy Spirit. My God Almighty,
oh,
a carrier of your word, mighty God, so that we
Hallelujah.
Can share, we can touch lives. I pray, Almighty God, that you will give us the unction to function in your kingdom here on earth.
Remind Jesus,
God, to seek your face, to pray each day, to read your word. And when we read it, God, we are to digest it, we are to apply it, my God Almighty,
Hallelujah.
So that you can be glorified. Take control tonight, Almighty God, as I so surrender us to you, each person present here, God. I surrender to you, and I pray, Almighty God, that your divine will and purpose be done in all of our lives. Take control, mighty God. If there's any among us who is unsaved, I pray that you will speak, God, in that still small voice. You will knock at that heart's door, God Almighty, and that person will open and let you in. Lord God, thank you. We thank you. We thank you.
Thank
and we
you,
glorify
Jesus.
Your name.
You,
in Jesus' mighty name we pray. And God's people say,
Amen.
Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
We bless
Amen.
Your heart
Amen.
Tonight.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. We bless the Lord. And so tonight we hail the Lord as healer. We hail him as deliverer. We hail him as way maker, provider, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah El Elohim. The Lord is our banner.
Amen.
We hail him tonight. Jesus as a conquering lion of the tribe
Hallelujah.
Of Judah. We
Hallelujah.
Hail you,
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus. We
Thank
hail
you
tonight,
Jesus.
King yes. Emmanuel. We hail you,
Hallelujah.
The deliverer.
Hallelujah.
We hail you, Hallelujah. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We hail
yes,
you.
Lord.
We give you praise.
Thank
we
you,
give
Jesus.
You glory. We give your honor, we worship
Jesus.
You, Jesus,
Hallelujah.
Because
Hallelujah.
You, God, are worthy
Hallelujah.
To be
Thank
praised.
You,
he is worthy,
Thank
He is worthy, and
oh,
so we ascribe
Hallelujah.
All glory, all honor to our King. We praise his matchless name. We glorify him. We thank him that there is power in the name of Jesus. So, you know, when situation arises, all we have to do is to call the name of Jesus. And when we call it, we are to believe that he's the omnipotent God who is capable, mighty God, of doing all things. And so
Hallelujah.
Tonight we bless him and we thank him that he's our Savior. He's our God. He's our everything. You know, when he sent Moses, Hallelujah, to the children of Israel for their deliverance, Moses said, who should I tell them? Moses said, who am I that I should go to Pharaoh? And who should I tell them that sent me? He said, tell them, I am, my God, I am that I am, have sent thee. And so whatever we need, Hallelujah, he is that I am tonight.
Mighty
and so we
God.
Just
Amen.
Praise him.
Thank
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We give God glory. We give him praise. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord.
Oh,
Sister
yeah.
Camille, do you have anything to say to us tonight?
Bless the Lord. I just want to release
Hallelujah.
A blessing upon each of you tonight on the platform. And, you know, I just want to extend thank you to each person who has joined us here. Brother Mikhail, it's a pleasure having you. Thank you for making it Prayer Portal. The Lord bless you. And we welcome you to join us again every other Thursday night. Amen. The pleasure is ours. I see a Jay Silva. Yes, it's good to have you with us. Jay Silva, God bless you.
Thanks for having me.
God bless you. God bless you. Sister Tanya, God bless you. Thank you so much for joining. I'm not sure if it's Sister Tanya from Brother Scott's ministry or if it's Sister. Is it?
Yeah. Yes.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Good to have you with us, Sister Tanya. Sister Karine, it's good to see you. Sister Yvonne, it's been a minute. God bless you. Sister Mikisha, all of you who are on the platform tonight, I just want to thank you for joining. I just wanted to identify those who are not regular attendees and just, make them a special welcome. On behalf of the leadership and the members of this ministry, we thank you. Thank you. Thank you for joining us. And for those who testify, thank you for, spreading, sharing on the platform. Because guess what? The platform is now a place where we can come and experience healing because it was declared. When God has done it for others and they share it, it means it provides the opportunity
Yes,
for us to receive
amen.
it. So thank you for sharing your healing. Thank you for sharing your breakthroughs and your provision stories and your salvation stories. Thank you for just
Yeah.
saturating this atmosphere with your testimonies, with your praises unto God. And I know more is to come because when persons join, those blessings are already activated here. And so we just
Hallelujah.
await to see it manifested
Oh
in
God,
the lives of
hallelujah.
others. God
Amen.
bless you. God bless you, Elder Edwards.
We bless the Lord. Thank you, Sister Camille. And I want to thank everyone for joining us tonight. And we invite you to be back here on this platform on Saturday night at 8, right, Brother Scott?
Yes,
For
that's
Faith
yes,
Defenders
yes,
Bible.
Elder.
Thank you. At 8 o'clock for Faith Defenders Bible study. And we meet here next week, Thursday, same time, same place. Thank you, Sister Pamela, for leading us in our devotion. Thank you, Sister Radian and Sister Shernet. I bless the Lord for you, and I pray that you will continue to avail yourself to Him. Thank everyone for joining us. And I just want to extend an invitation to anyone here who has not yet said yes unto the Lord. He has been knocking at your heart door, and you haven't yet opened that door. Just open it up unto Him now. This is the day of salvation. Right now is the acceptable time. We do not know what the next minute or the next second hold for us. So let us use this opportunity to surrender to God and to say, "Here I am, Lord. I surrender to you." If you're here tonight and you want to publicly declare it, I invite you to do so. You can release your mic and say, "I am ready to serve the Lord." You can put it in the chat, or you can reach out to someone and say, "I am ready," and we will journey with you. We bless the Lord. Is there anyone who wants to publicly do that now? Okay. And so I trust that you will reach out to someone who will be able to provide guidance. We bless the Lord, and I thank you all for joining us. God bless you. Have a wonderful night in the Lord. Greet
Bless the
someone as
Lord.
you leave the platform.
Amen.
God
Bless
bless
the
you.
Lord. Just
Bless the
want to
Lord,
add
everyone.
commendations to Sister Radian and Sister Shernet. I'm so proud of you. You are growing so
Thank
nicely in
you.
the Lord. And I
Thank
just
you,
want
Lord.
to
Bless
make that
you.
public declaration, And
Yes.
thanks to Sister Pamela as well. Truly, God is working in this ministry. I will continue
Hallelujah.
to
Amen.
celebrate Jesus every time. God bless you. God bless you, everyone.
Praise
Bless the
God.
Lord.
God
Bless
bless.
the Lord.
Sister
Good night. God bless you,
Latoya.
Mama
God bless you.
Valerie. Sister
God bless
Shanique.
you, woman of
What
God.
a God, Sister Shanique. God bless you. Praise God.
God bless you.
Tatamoya, God bless you.
Sister Valerie, good to see
Yes.
you. Praise the Lord.
Eva, God bless you, my
Master, God bless
sister.
you.
Sister
God bless you.
Desreen,
Sister
God bless
Colette Allen
you.
Morgan, God bless. God
Sister
bless you.
Barnett, Sister
Samantha.
Daly, God bless
Sister
you.
Candicia.
Mother Mickey.
God
For
bless
just
you
one
all.
night.
Bless you,
God
Sister
bless. God
Colette.
bless. God
Sister
bless.
Candicia,
Sister Shani. God
Sister
bless you.
Ingrid. Bless you,
Praise
Sister
God.
Heather, Sister Samantha,
Mr. Madden,
Sister
God bless you.
Thompson. Sister
Good
Mikisha,
night,
good night to you.
everyone. God bless
Sister
you.
Plummer,
Terry, God
God bless
bless
you.
you.
Sister
God bless
Latoya,
you.
Sister
Sister Heather.
Chantal,
Sister
God bless
Chantal, good to
you.
see you. Sister Tamoya, God bless.
Bless you, Elder.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Amen.